I think this could have been anticipated, given that the controversies surrounding Chinese politics, even before this Tibetan crisis broke out, there were concerns about China's involvement in Darfur, about the human rights situation in China, about whether reporters could work freely in China. Those kinds of issues were already in the fore a year ago, 2 years ago, 7 years ago, when China was awarded the games. This is not a new phenomenon for people to have concerns about China hosting the Olympics. And I think the IOC could have looked at this a little bit more sagaciously and predicted that there might be trouble along the relay, and maybe not approve a project, a relay, that was as extensive as this, or required such exposure to potential protests as it goes from city to city with long routes, as was experienced in Paris and London, which was a problem.
Well, how could they do things then to get that kind of symbolic power without subjecting it to the vulnerability that you just described?
Well, perhaps they could have limited the event to just one ceremony in each city, making it a more symbolic event, having it in a large arena where thousands and thousands of people could come see and witness this event. There are things that they could have done like that to make it a more controlled atmosphere, instead of discovering a day or two before the relay comes to your city, oh, we're going to have troubles, so let's cut the route short. Or let's play a cat and mouse game with the spectators and the protesters and not tell people where it's going to go. I mean, that's the sort of thing that I think defeats the purpose of this torch relay.
It really does seem to change the whole Olympic spirit that they were meant to showcase. One last question, because we're almost running out of time here. What do you think this will imply for the games themselves?
Well, it shows that people are going to be interested in more than just sports when the opening ceremony for the Olympics comes on August 8th. Certainly at some point the athletes, the sport, has to come into focus for these Olympic Games, but there are much bigger issues than that hanging over China, and unfortunately, I think we're still going to hear a lot of complaining. We're going to see protests. We're going to hear from people who think the Olympics don't belong in Beijing, don't belong in China, all the way up to opening ceremony.